Felix, you said you came on day 20. They'd gone a long, long way by that point. You're a massage therapist?
Yes, I am.
When you came that very first time to help out, could you comprehend what was happening here?
It's quite unfathomable to actually imagine that it's possible. I could understand because I've been taking classes with Sivananda. And to hear of Guru's accomplishments, I know that someone as faithful to him can possibly attain some of those feats. But when I came and I massaged the first runner, Sarvagata, as a matter of fact, was the very first runner that was willing to accept the massage. Everybody just wanted to put in miles and didn't really want to stop. And it was an amazing experience.
Now, subsequently, now we're into day 50. So you've been here for a month. You've been coming, like, how many times a week?
There have been weeks where I've been here 3-4 times. And this past week, I actually didn't make it after Sarvagata's victory till today.
In that 30-day period, now you're here tonight. You've been working on Studashu. You're going to work on Ananda Lahari. Is there any changes you've seen in the runners and their bodies and their attitudes or anything in the last, in that time?
It's funny, I worked on Igor at home, and that's the night that Sarvagata told you I spent about 3 hours at their house. And I was told by Antaraprabhat that he was taking pictures of the runners, and he noticed Igor was smiling in the pictures, something which isn't too common in most of his pictures. But I have noticed that they welcome me, you know, very lovingly. I was told that Stoti Shield's run has improved because he was suffering from, like, a sciatic pain, and that improved his running. Matter of fact, he told me, I can't believe I only chose to do one leg tonight. I should have done both. And it's all subjective. It's what they tell me, and they've been telling me great news about the treatments.
Have you worked on athletes in before coming here?
No, not athletes. Did plenty of work in school with students who were athletic, but athletes like these, no.
Between the people that you have worked on and these guys here, are you seeing things with your hands or your feeling in them that you haven't seen in other bodies before?
Well, some of the tightness in the muscles is common, but there is a very, very different feel to the muscle tonicity of these runners. I was surprised by, I would say, the elasticity of the muscles and the tenderness, yet there's so much strength and endurance. It's just, I can't comprehend what's actually happening under the tissue, but it's very different, very unique to the runners.
Okay, so 30 days here, you've had a chance to kind of soak up the experience or the energy or vibration, whatever you want to call it. If you were to describe this place and this race to somebody else, how would you even begin to start to talk about this?
To be honest, I can't really talk about what I've experienced just because I'm at a loss for words. Immediately following Sarvagata's massage, I chanted Supreme with him to offer it to the Supreme, my services, and it just elevated my meditation. I'm a fairly new seeker, and it just elevated my meditation to a point that it hasn't been to yet. And I actually thought I was taking some of Sarvagata's energy. Like, I felt as if it wasn't mine, and I felt almost ashamed of doing so. But this place is very, very miraculous, I would say. Just, there is a tangible vibration here that if you tap into, you will feel.
Felix, thank you so much. Thank you.